You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. With jugglers, high-flying acrobats, and clowns, circuses are visual extravaganzas. But one major element of the big top is unseen. Circus music. It has the attention of a film scoring professor at the Berklee College of Music, and he's pulling back the curtain on it. He's offering a workshop on composing for the circus arts. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
Peter Bufano has run up against some negative perceptions about the circus.
Circus equals animals, and that's bad. Or people say, circus equals clowns, and that's scary.
What people don't say is circus equals music. Bufano's trying to change that. Over the past two decades, he's been a musician and composer for some major circuses. In the business, Bufano says clowning, sword swallowing, and tightrope walking are called disciplines.
But I've observed that no one calls music a discipline, even though all circuses have music. So I'm on like a little bit of a mission. Like, I'm evangelizing the idea that music is a discipline in the circus.
About 2 years ago, Bufano bumped into Berklee's faculty development director, Roya Hugh, at the Big Apple Circus. She recalls saying,
"Oh my gosh, what are you doing here?" And he's like, "Actually, I've written a lot of the music for the Big Apple Circus." And so it just blew my mind to figure out that one of our faculty members, this is his specialty, and to have it on campus that he can share with our students.
Hugh encouraged Bufano to develop a workshop to show Berklee students what goes into creating music for a circus performance. And that's what he did. This week, after months of prep, Bufano and his students are rehearsing the culmination of their efforts. It's a show he wrote called The Invisible Discipline. Professional jugglers and high wire artists Bufano has worked with over the years trickle into a campus theater. With an accordion in his lap, Bufano runs Berklee players and composers through their new music.
It should be like a game show. Like not a Price is Right, but like a quiz game show.
Bufano says The Invisible Discipline tells a story, as all good circuses should. The main character is a clown.
Who is a musician? He's just this guy who's walking up the street, and we hear his footsteps. He's on his way to a gig. He's got a piano that he pushes around with him in the world. He pushes it up the street. He pushes it up the sidewalk. He pushes it into the subway.
Bufano asked his students to write parts for the show. Yoko Suzuki's assignment was the main character's theme.
So I was like kind of pressured. Wow, I'm going to compose for him.
Suzuki set out to capture the tempo of his constant trudging along.
So my music has a kind of like do-do's, do-do.
Suzuki, a jazz composer and pianist, says she used to see circus music as background for elephants. Not anymore. During rehearsal, her muse, the professional clown Joel Jeske, got the chance to hear what she wrote for the first time.
All she had to watch was a video of me walking back and forth. She got all that from just that simple little piece of physicality. So the kind of awkward quality that the rhythm has in the piece that she's done, I'm really now going to heighten and make a very much a vital part of the character.
Jeske's been a clown for more than two decades and says circus music's complexity and the timing it takes to play it live is taken for granted. He's relieved someone is finally raising awareness about the living art form.
Circus music can make or break a circus act.
Jeske hopes some of the Berklee students will consider joining the current circus arts renaissance. Peter Bufano does, too. His first circus gig was for Ringling Brothers, but not as a musician.
I don't think I was that good of a clown.
When he was a clown, Bufano says he was more fascinated by the musicians driving the circus antics from behind the scenes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Invisible Discipline performance is free. It's tonight at the Berklee College and Boston Conservatory Theater on Hemingway Street. You can see pictures from rehearsals in the artery section of WBUR.org.